During the bombardment of Fort Sumter, owner Charles Alston sent General P.G.T. Beauregard an invitation to dine and rest in the circa 1825 house. The last 4 hours of the battle were commanded by Beauregard from the second-floor gallery of this home. Later that year, when the Great Fire of 1861 crept too close to the Mills House Hotel where Robert E. Lee was staying, Lee was invited to stay at this house. The Edmonston Alston House is still owned by the Alston descendants and is open to the public as a house museum featuring family treasures of furniture and silver and original documents related to the family's role in the war starting in Charleston, including an original copy of the Ordinance of Secession and a copy of the federal pardon signed by President Andrew Johnson so the family could have their confiscated properties returned. Continue along the Battery Wall until you reach the end. Look for the brick building on your right and the historic marker on the sidewalk.